This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Simen Kuf Samach Sif Ches. What's the reason why Chamei Tveria are pasul if you're going to use them for Natila to put it in a kais? Tam Psul Chamei Tveria Lenatila Mnei Shem Marim, they're bitter. Veinim Ruim Lishtias HaKelev, a dog wouldn't drink it. Avalim Yimatsu Mayim Chamei Noivim Shem Ruim Lishtias HaKelev, if you find hot flowing water that a dog would drink, there's one specific reason why Chamei Tveria are pasul. It's not Roy Lishtias HaKelev. Says the Mishnah Rabbeinu Shem Marim, Ve'inam Ruyim. They're bitter and they're not fit. Ukele Kamei B'Sivtes. As we'll see later in Sivtes. The Ilu Machmas Chamimusan in Livsa. Outs the heat, we're not going to disqualify it. We said in Sivav, hot water is not a psul. Hakelev, a dog. Avsha Meshunim Betamam Meshar Mayim. She'inam Ruyim Kokach Lishtias Adam. Even let's say if you had water that tastes a little bit different than regular water, that's not so fit for human consumption. Kimen shal kapanim ruyim l'shtias agav k'sheyom l'natila. In other words, let's say you had water. It just didn't taste so good. Human beings wouldn't drink it. Like water in Cedarhurst, let's say. But a dog, let's say a kelev, would drink it. So then you could use it for natil sidayim. It's only Chamei Tveria, which it's not even Roy L'shtias HaKelev. V'da, d'l'das ha'yesh machmirin shekosamnu l'elba mishnah brus sivkodem chavzayin l'inyin Chamei Ha'ar, according to the Marshal, that you can't even use hot water, kol shekein d'yesh l'hachmir kan l'inyin chamin shel mayana sh'loi hoyla me'oylam shas ha'kosher. Certainly, if it was heated water of a spring that never tasted good to begin with, it would not be good. Now, let me just clarify something. The Mechaber said that the reason for the Psal of Chamei Tveria is because they're bitter and they're not Roy L'shtias HaKelev. But if you found hot water that flowed that is Roy L'shtias HaKelev, you could wash it. So the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out, even though it's spring water and it's heated up by underground, sulfur, and a human wouldn't drink it, but if a dog would drink it, it's okay. So now the Mishnah Berurah points out something very important. The Marshal, we pointed out, in Sivav, disagreed with the Mechaber. The Mechaber said hot water in general is fine. The Marshal said it's not fine. But this, which is underground spring water, which is not only hot, it also is not fit for human consumption, will be machmer over here. Meaning, even if you're not machmer on hot water in general, but hot water that's not fit for human consumption, that the Mechaber here is mekel, certainly the Marshal would be machmer, and it's more roi lahachmer. Siftes. Mayim meluchim oisruchim oimarim. Salty, putrid, or bitter water. She'ina kelev yachalishtos mehem. That a dog can't drink from. Psul l'natil sidayim. Afal pi shekshem l'mei mikvah l'tfila. Even though you could immerse in it. Says Mishnah Berurah, mayim meluchim mehayam. Seawater, im hirtichu oisan, if you boiled it, chazru li ois ruyin l'shtias kelev, then you desalinate it, and it's roi l'shtias kelev uksherim l'natila. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, according to the Chazon Ish, that water that became pasul because of shinoi mara and became healthy again does not revert to its kosher status. Tzorich ion, if you heat it up, if you desalinated ocean water, whether it would be good. I would think it would be good because you removed the water was always good. It just there was salt, so now you got the salt out. Okay, I'm not sure. To be tovel in Mayim Meluchim is always good, like any salty water. They're so putrid that even a dog wouldn't drink it. It is nullified from the category of water. And the rabbis disqualified it for Natil Sidayim. Even though it's kosher, the same thing would be for immersing hands. It's not better than Tvilas Yadayim. It's not better than Tfilas Haguf. In other words, the Mechaber says that water that a dog wouldn't drink is pasul tefilas yadayim, even though it's kosher for mei mikvah. And the same thing would be to toivel your hands, because it's not any worse than toiveling your body. Okay, but now this is very important. Back to the Mechaber. V'im him achura machmas titshen esarbem. What if the water is clouded because of dirt? If a dog would drink it, it's kosher. Whether to be toivel your hands or for a mikvah. And if a dog wouldn't drink it, psulin lishnehem. Even so, it sounds like there's no problem of chatzitza. Not a chatzitza. Why? We'll have to see. So this dirty water, so if a dog would drink it, it's kosher for netilas yadayim and tefillah. And if a dog wouldn't, it's pasul for both. Says Mishnah Berurah. Ksherim. I'm sorry, simchat me'amalaf. Ima kelev yachav v'chul d'hanesh in av kol kach, it's not so thick. V'ayin v'chulin per kol ha'basar b'divrei chamudos o'islam ches. Ksherim. It's kosher. Machmashina Marianlif, so we're not gonna disqualify it because it changed colors. The derech hamayim kenhu. This is the derech of water to have dirt in it. The chanal ba'ois gimel b'mishnah berurah. There the mishnah berurah brought another reason that eventually the dirt will settle. Yud. Noitlim la. You could wash your hands with anything that began from water. Kugain. You have chushim, like worms. Let's say you have a can of worms. Worms come from water. So it's a very suitable liquid to wash your hands. Perish toilam, adumim, especially the red ones, a shuman dug, the fat of a fish. The Nira says, Rama davka imriskan, only if you crushed it, the le'odif mishalig, it's not better than snow. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shatchilas min ha'mayim, Ratzolam Shatchilas b'yosem min ha'mayim. It's created from the water. Yavchushim adumim, Shenishavu min ha'mayim. They're conceived from water. Ve'ein b'zem mishum shinoi mara. It's not considered a change of color. She'ikr tchilas gidulei kachaya. That's how they were born. That's the color they were born with. Aye, what about the fact that dog wouldn't drink this worm water? Says the Shaar HaTzion, Sivkat HaMem Zayin. That's fine, because that's Tchilas Briyasai. That's how it came to the world. Dezel Davkim Neskalku. You know, if you have water, it became rancid and wormy, then it's a problem, because once upon a time it was good. But if this is how the worms came to the world, so the fact that it's red and it's putrid, it's fine. So let's say you have two choices, a plastic cup of Poland Spring of water, a plastic cup of essential water, or you have a actual kli with worm water. Of course, much better to use worm water. Worm water is l'charchila. Okay. Says Mishnah Berurah, Imriskan, the Rama said you gotta crush it. Imriskan, the Amagin of Rambam, the Simkov Samachbe is custom, the Bezech Chomer Mishalek. The Ramah says it's not only is it not better than snow, it's worse than snow. You can't even be toivel your hands in it if you don't crush it. After b'shalig mutar b'tefila b'soichan b'shas hadchak, but in snow you could be toivel in a pressing circumstance. Kol kamei b'sif yedbeis m'shavara ayin sham. Perfect. So this we did page daf nun gimel this week and Mishnah Berurah. And this way, and we're going to stop here, and we have more time to do one of the most epic pieces in all of the writings of the Chafetz Chaim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.